Okay, we're going to put on the next person.
I rushed it out.
Okay. Right, actually, I'm going to finish up the tea first. You don't have any questions for a mole, do you?
Yes, I do. I'll hold them off.
Yeah, I have to hold them off until next week. A mole has not got out of his council meeting yet.
She is there, right?
Mm-hmm. No, she's not allowed to. I'm here to regulate. She's not allowed to answer any questions to do with politics or any of her work.
Alright, well, I'll give you the question. Tell me what she can answer.
Okay.
I want to talk to her, or a mole, who can't talk to me, about, contacting an English contact on the internet and working with them on stuff with Hades Base, survival.
I have reason to believe that Sedona is on the internet.
Yeah, I've got to track it down when I get back on it. But this is the kind of stuff I want to talk about.
And also, Ashtar Command is on the internet, right. Not us directly.
So,
actually, Tia could probably do that when she gets back to work as Kit on the raw internet. Okay, I'm going to put on Kara.
Alright. Yes. Good evening. Is that half a carry session? Did you talk to her?
Yes, I talked to her.
Good.
I had a nice little chat.
I bet you did.
And actually, we had a very nice chat with her.
I bet she did.
Mm-hmm. She enjoyed it. Sad. We had her on the monitor, and as soon as Kiri started talking to her to the second part, her aura flashed brightly.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you, my love?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, healing on the internet, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. What would you suggest?
Okay, first of all, get information to see how it's set. If I said we have a date for it.
Right, the class is starting on Wednesday. So I'll get more info on that.
Yes.
Okay. So that's how to get hooked into it. How would I look for somebody that would be dealing with healing once I get on there?
You look under the section that says healing.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You remember a while back we were talking about going on the internet, but the whole reason we're doing this is to talk to people like in Africa and stuff, and have known about ancient herbal healing medicines and stuff. Okay, so what I want to do is figure out once I learn what I'm looking for, how to look for what I'm looking for, how to find it, what I'm looking for. What would I look for?
You would look for mystical remedies.
Mystical remedies.
Mm-hmm. You would also look for traditional remedies. You would look for recipes. Donnie, I'm sure. Tell you that certain foods have effects on the body in certain ways.
Yeah, and my question right behind Russ's.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask it now?
Certainly.
Okay. Russ is into the computer, into the internet, okay? I'm not into computers, but I'm into healing, I'm into cooking, and I'm into helping people and helping my family here and back east and in Sedona. I want to help people, okay? So I, without the internet, am I following the correct path?
Yes. What you would do is that you would ask, say, for example, you want to have some information on herbal remedies of the
Native Americans?
Yes, I'm trying to think of a particular tribe.
I read your mind before mine.
Well, I'm trying to think of a particular tribe. I can't quite think of the name.
I'm not the Hopi.
No, I'm not looking at the Hopi. I'm looking at maybe
Anasazi.
No, I'm aiming more for the eastern coast.
Algonquin. That is the key.
Yes, Algonquin, is the tribe. They have a lot of information on healing. They're still around to take, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, as we discussed in the past, about certain chemical reactions that are caused in the body by inhaling the harmful. All herbs inhaled are harmful. Some to a greater, some to a lesser extent. But you have to weigh the good with the bad. For example, nicotine is not as harmful as marijuana to your lungs. However, nicotine has other effects on the body which are more harmful than the nicotine, than the build-up in the lungs. Marijuana, on the other hand, has positive attributes, as does nicotine. Nicotine in excess can have some very bad effects, as can marijuana in excess, or any of the other.
Are you alright? Or is
I'm
Mark?
Fine. It's
yeah, it's Mark's body.
Yes, we're gonna
yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you, was I Algonquin in
yes.
a past life?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong question. You'd have to ask Amala. As Kiri pointed out, Amala is in the quantum sector.
Yes, yes. I don't want to disturb Amala.
Yes. And it's just as well he's still in the quantum sector. Otherwise, you would have a visitor that you wouldn't enjoy at the moment.
Ashtar?
Yes. He's on the back.
I don't know. Yeah, I do forget it.
Well, put it this way, he's okay tears break from her work, but he's not happy.
He's probably not happy with us though.
I don't know. You guys have been behaving yourselves quite well.
We've been pretty serious lately about, you know, our future and stuff, and I asked him all last week about going on to more serious stuff, and he said no. He says, you know, keep on with survival stuff,
focus
on the future, get that down, then worry about going back to meta concert.
Well,
and
actually,
stuff like
I agree with Amo on the fact that last week you were discussing with Amo about looking forward to the upcoming problems.
Well, I don't know.
I wasn't here last week, but I've been living this whole lifetime, everything, my education, my everything I've done has leaded up to this breakdown in this third dimensional space we're in.
Yes.
Okay. I've lived my whole life and focus. I knew it as a young child, before I knew about metaphysics, before I knew about channeling, I knew I was living for this.
Yes. Okay, let's move on to the next discussion.
Okay.
Off a very sensitive note that would be better for a mold pass.
Let's get cheery.
Gary, she's doing fine.
Was she pregnant?
No, but we've given her some techniques that will help.
How's my sister doing?
Well, she's doing fine. I haven't been able to monitor her as much as I would like her. But from your conversation that you had, she's doing fine.
Did you monitor our conversation?
Not personally. All telephone conversations in your habitat do get monitored for protection. Okay, now, let me see what else. I don't have anything else at hand. And, you're out of luck, Russ.
Hey, what?
You're out of luck.
Oh, is it that?
But, Alana's, spending a little bit more time at home. She doesn't like the rumors flying around, even though that they are true.
Where is Alana?
She should be asleep at the moment.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna put
the Alright, say bye bye, love.
The occasion.
Yeah.
And I look forward to talking
I'll to
you.
I'll ring you. On the,
okay.
Yeah, we've been talking to you from Australia.
Mm-hmm. You take care
I
of
guess
yourself.
I will. I get a 12 hours free.
No, thank you, mistake.
Bye. Hi, Kiri.
No.
What's your name?
Oh, you know. Slippery when wet.
Three of you there.
Slippery when wet.
It's an earth thing, isn't it?
Is that?
It
sounds like
a
sexual innuendo there. You know?
No, I'm sorry.
She's talking about the road's conditions out right now.
Yes.
Because
they've got signs saying slippery.
Oh, it's really slippery out there right now.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
She's reporting
slippery
road conditions to us, aren't you, Kiri?
Yes, yes.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your lovers.
Oh,
silly
yes
me.
Yes, I do have a long list of them.
Yes, I know.
Where do I start? Okay,
don't
let's change
start
the subject. Nicole's blushing.
Well, I didn't mean to embarrass Nicole.
Okay, down to serious business. Okay, questions.
What's Ashtar and Omal up
to? I don't know. It's a big council meeting.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, very, that area is secure. The only person that would have any inkling of what's going on is a lieutenant by the name of Laika.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because
I don't think Laika's going to talk to us tonight.
No, she's not.
No,
she's down
she's
there.
She's busy.
She's personally doing guard duty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the price of oil just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at the macroeconomic situation on the planet.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about the whole input and outcome on the the major countries, you know,
yeah.
Australia, United States, Canada, Mexico, China, what used to be Russia or
yeah
what used to be USSR,
uh-huh,
and Europe, the whole impact. I mean, is there, right, is the oil going to affect these, you know, the macroeconomic situation?
Well, there are some countries that have a larger supply of oils that can be used. I don't know. You'd have to ask Tia. And Tia has been, as I've stated, banned from bringing her notes. She's not allowed to be ring mistress.
Okay.
But we're allowed to talk to her.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're allowed to talk to her.
Can I ask why Tia has been given these limitations?
Because she needs to relax and unwind. She's been getting like a coiled spring, and she didn't tell me and she didn't tell Mark, but she's been having a few little minor problems relating to, well, sense of humour. We were aware about, and I did mention it to her mole, but she's been having a few little medical problems.
She might be pregnant again.
No, she can't be.
She'll be pregnant for another 12 years.
12 years?
9 years.
No. It's a 5-year cycle, I think.
Plus
it's 3 years. Yes. But she's been having a few minor little ailments, which is related not to stress, but the fact that she's been making herself unwell. For one, she's been having aches in her fingers. And it's not
arthritis?
No, it's not arthritis. It's something that is native to her race. Also, she's been suffering from pinging in the ears, which again is native to her race, and that being super sensitive hearing. Yeah, that is very painful for her, and she's been hiding it from us. We wouldn't have known about it if she hadn't gone in for a full checkup the other day.
How could she possibly hide that from you with you being in your sixth dimensional reality and all your technology? How could someone possibly hide that from you?
Well, she just doesn't go to the doctor like she's meant to, and she hasn't because she's been saying she's been too busy for work and we've been letting it slide. Also, the fact that she can block Mark and myself out from her intimate level, and by masking the pain. It's quite simple. Well, it seems simple to us.
Well, quite simple to you, but fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to ask Tia the reasons why she was doing it. I don't know. You have a question. You're sitting there very patient. Oh, you are? Mm. Are you being self-conscious about being caught on the recording again? Okay.
No, this is just your last one for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can call Australia.
Mm-hmm. And,
just going back to the baby designs up.
Oh, yes, that's right, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll keep you supplied with them. You have the designs that we drew for you, correct?
They're here. They're intact.
Okay.
Or, well, they were here. They were intact.
Yeah, you'd be taking them with you.
Yeah, they're here.
The colors don't matter. Whatever color you want.
Oh, you know what I'm going to show you?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Yeah, they're here.
Okay.
Here it
is. Oh. Nice colors, apart from, I wouldn't have quite so, can you turn it around? I would have had this, instead of writing spider, I would have put a spider on the back. No, I would have put a spider on the back.
Oh, eight-legged. Right,
yeah. Also what I would do is, I would have done this whole entire side red and then kept all the colors splashed over there. But that's me personally.
No, she doesn't like it. No luck.
I was about to say, it's missing something.
God, what could be missing?
But I heard a comment that was made by Russ. It was relayed to me by Cara before. It was funny.
There's many comments about it.
I was just wondering whereabouts it was, or why it doesn't have one.
Oh, yes.
She did it again, didn't she? She relayed back in reverse to you.
Period. I don't want to talk about that
like that. That's twice I've made you blush tonight. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
I thought you'd like it.
It is nice. I do like it.
You have a good neck on it.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I don't understand, but there again, we do have materials that hold in the heat and let moisture out, is the thickness of it. I mean, they look nice. Certainly, but it's something I'm not used to.
I need to wear a skinny.
Don't judge this garment lightly, because you haven't seen it. I don't know if you've seen it with Nicole wearing it, and it accents her beauty quite nicely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I haven't seen it. Come on, put it on. Come on, put it on.
Hey, Russ doesn't say anything.
Russ, put your hand over your mouth.
I will zipper my mouth right now.
I mean, me, I analyze a garment from practicality. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as pockets and hoods and, sleeves, removable sleeves.
It has insulating capabilities. It has removable sleeves?
Yes, it has removable sleeves. It has a hood. And it's by our third dimensional standards, it is very well designed.
Yes, it is actually. I do like that. Oh, that's sensible. Can I look at the other one? That one is. That's very sensible.
And wouldn't you say that Nicole looks totally bitchin' wearing that?
I would say she looks totally.
She knows that as a compliment,
That's three times tonight that she's gone red. Rena, we're sending down. What we'll do is we're
about a mile from the casinos.
What we'll do is
suicide.
We'll take over Mark's body.
Right, you
drive. You drive down there. And we're going and buy. How many cases of wine do they normally run at?
Well, it would cost you $14.99.
Okay.
Kerry, why do you compare the price of something with cases of wine all the time?
Because that's the only way I can work it out. is that when I send off the material, or rather when I finish a completed outfit, they pay me in wine, which I trade for other things.
Who pays you?
Well, I've got a dealer back on Sirius who takes a percentage.
Okay. Because if we do something with these, mm-hmm. and Mac told you,
it was Tia's idea.
All right, but whatever. If this gets all, you know, like into operating,
yeah.
You and Mac and Russell are getting a percentage.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Tia says that it was 30-70.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the 30-70 split. Okay, but that's
70,
50, 50. That's 50
each. That's me. I hope you're a millionaire,
babe. I think she's gonna
and
be
I hope I'm just a ham sandwich in the whole project.
Mm-hmm. You see, I mean, I enjoy designing swimsuits, and I do it for pleasure. The fact that I get cases of wine, it runs at about case and a half, 2 cases, depending on the design for each swimsuit, which would be about how much in your currency, Russ? See?
Yeah, 12 bottles to a case. How many bottles to a case? 12?
Yeah, 12. Am I correct? 12 average, unless I'm going for something special, if I want a particular vintage, and then it's normally 6 to a case.
Now, if it's the less expensive wine, now this is, we're talking Syrian Claret.
Mm-hmm.
120 a case, $100 minimum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Well, now, it comes from the Dolry.
Totally separate. What about doing a swap?
A swap of what?
Yeah, I'll give you some wine, and you give me some of your wine. I'll leave a case of wine at a designated area.
I would love to, but I wouldn't get the clearance. It comes under frivolous usage. Which I have gotten into trouble in the past for, and so has Kara.
Yeah,
she is the only one that hasn't gotten into trouble for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions?
Who's on there?
Tia.
No more questions.
No more for me.
Okay.
Take
care. A sloppy change over the shirt. That gives us some pointers.
How do you mean? Define what you just said.
No, the changeover from me to Curie was very sloppy.
How was it sloppy?
And she had Mark's breathing suddenly go out the window.
Okay, and that's not good for Mark's body?
Not good at all.
What's Mark's energy level right now?
It's about 60%.
Monster energy.
Mm-hmm. He had a nice relaxing. And it was my idea for that present for Carrie. I thought she might like it.
Have you interacted with me directly? I get the feeling you're crawling into my brain and helping me to a certain degree. Are you doing that?
Kind of. I know. You have a very wide reception level, so it's easy to receive information and be nudged. You don't have one particular wavelength that you stay on. I think it might be a side effect of probably your various habits. But I'm only guessing.
Is that a positive or a negative attribute?
I can see both possibilities. One is being able to receive on a wide band might end up driving you batty. But there again, it can be useful.
Okay. Is there any keys you can give me to help? Because it's part of my personality, and you are correct. And I mean, is there any advice or keys you can give me to help me focus more?
I'd have to do some research, but unfortunately, I don't have any. Clara says that she can do some research for me. She would help.
Good.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's going to have to wait until next week.
What are you hunting for?
Oh, sorry, I was going to talk to Nicole. I'm hunting a holographic deer with nasty pointed antlers. Well, actually, it has just, two single antlers, and they're about this long.
Oh, yeah, it's a species of deer.
It's a Durongodon species.
It's called antelopes.
It's a Durongodon species.
No, not with horn that long.
It is on my home planet.
So they're running.
And how do you hunt them? Do you mind me interjecting here? How do you hunt them? What method do you use to,
Just my bare hands and my speed. And my skill and my brain.
And kill them?
Well, they're holograms, actually. But on my home planet, yes, you kill them by breaking the neck.
Okay. Do you ingest the meat?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why you hunt them.
Very good eating.
Oh. Very good eating. It's beautiful.
You utilize the hide and the horn.
Yes,
and,
we would
and use all of the meat.
Yes, everything is used on my planet. Everything from the intestinal tract to the brain. Every part is used. The bones are used to ground down to make powder for various ceremonies
now,
and things.
Now, as far as the intestinal tract, do you use that to make sausage?
No, we use that as fertilizer. The lining of the intestine, yes, that would be used to make baggies, sausages.
Baggie is sausages.
Well, that's what the translation from Durongodon to English would be baggies.
Okay, but the baggies are full of meat.
Yes,
is that correct?
Full of meat.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We use every
I hope
part.
You're
of
educated
it.
Now, okay. Hey, by the way, how's Terry?
Yeah, she's doing fine. I saw her the other day, actually.
Oh, no, she's like healthy, she's glowing, radiant.
Yeah, she is, actually.
Talk about me at all?
Not that much.
Great.
Yeah, she came out of seeing her doctor when I was going in to see mine.
Oh.
Dudley Hatfield.
I don't know. Kiri's had him. She's giggling at the moment.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll stick with my one mate.
Yeah, until I astral project myself up there.
Oh, she'll still stick with my one mate.
I'm happily married, thank you, and I enjoy it tremendously.
Really? God admire faithfulness.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm not being